Chapter 1. Unforgettable. When you see something for the first time, you never forget it. As I write this, I can still picture the 2007 semifinal game of the NCAA Men's Lacrosse Championships between Cornell and Duke. Duke was leading 10-3 in the third quarter, and all seemed lost for Cornell. But with unparalleled determination, Cornell staged a furious comeback and tied Duke with 17 seconds left in the game. Duke would eventually win by scoring a goal with 3 seconds left, showing their own fortitude. But it was the comeback and effort by Cornell that left me in awe. I played lacrosse at Cornell in the early 90s and had also watched thousands of games in numerous sports, but I had never seen a team play with such spirit, passion, grit, resilience, and relentless determination as Cornell did in the second half of that game. Since I work with many professional and college sports teams as well as teams in the corporate, educational, and nonprofit world, I had to find out what inspired this team to play the way they did. As a student and teacher of human motivation, I knew it had to be more than a desire to win. They were driven by something much bigger, and I was very curious to discover what it was. So I went on a quest back to the place where I spent my college years. A place that shaped and molded me in so many ways. On the plane to upstate New York, I realized that I could connect the work I did now with many of the growth opportunities I experienced as a student athlete. Playing a sport in college changed my life forever and taught me to work hard, overcome adversity, rejection, self-doubts, and fears, and keep striving towards my dreams. I left as a student, became a teacher, and landed at the Ithaca Airport ready to be a student again. As I arrived on the campus I hadn't seen in over 10 years, I felt a familiar chill in the October air, and I was prepared to learn new lessons on leadership and teamwork. Chapter 2. We Know Who Our People Are. I found Jeff Tambroni, the Cornell men's lacrosse coach, standing on the sidewalk by the lacrosse office as I walked up the hill from the Statler Hotel. I had played against Jeff in college when he was an All-American attackman at Hobart College, and I was a face-off man and defensive midfielder for Cornell. I could still picture the way he looked back then and remembered his incredible quickness and uncanny ability to create scoring opportunities for his team. Unfortunately, it happened against Cornell and me far too many times. My time at Cornell is regrettably called the beginning of the dark years. Before I had joined the team, Cornell had made it to the national championships 2 years in a row. My sophomore year, we were ranked 9th in the country. But during my senior year, we had the first losing season in the history of legendary Richie Moran's coaching career. The program experienced a number of challenging times and losing seasons in the years following my graduation. But Jeff Tambroni, first as an assistant and then as head coach, had restored Cornell to a lacrosse powerhouse program once again. When I asked Jeff how he got Cornell back to its winning ways, he said, "We know and embrace who our people are. In years past, we would recruit lacrosse players en masse, but now we are looking to recruit a specific 10 who most appropriately fit our culture. In fact, instead of trying to be everything to everyone, we actually try to weed out the people who wouldn't be a good fit. We highlight the reality of our culture. It's really cold in Ithaca much of the time, and if you don't like the cold, this is probably not the right place for you. We let them know it snows a lot during the late fall and winter at Cornell. If you don't like the snow, this is not the right place for you. We tell them that if they come here, we will provide them with an opportunity to train hard and be one of the hardest working teams in the country, with no illusion of wins and losses. If you don't like to work hard for others, this is not the right place for you. We tell them about the hard hat, and if it doesn't resonate with them, then we know it won't be a good fit. The hard hat has become a big part of our culture and represents all that we stand for. By weeding out the wrong people, we are able to zero in on the right guys that fit our culture and then partner with them as they develop into great teammates and a great team." Chapter 3. The Hard Hat. I was very curious about the hard hat and asked Jeff what it was all about. He said a few years ago, we got together as a coaching staff, including our